Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living Faith Online. Welcome to all of our visitors, our subscribers, and my LFCC family. God bless you. Well, as usual, I have some announcements before we get into the Word of God. Number one, our Heirs Together Marriage Ministry is inviting all married couples to our Valentine's Day fellowship and catered dinner. It'll take place in our Kingdom Cafe on the premises. The cost is $50 per couple. The last day to register is Sunday, February 8th, or until all seats are filled. So reserve your table today on our website. Also, Women of Virtue, please sign up for our monthly small group, our cafe conversation, which is taking place next Saturday, February 14th, from 10 a.m. to noon. And then, of course, because this is cold weather and we've had some snow days, make sure to check if there's any question as to whether we're having service or not. Please call the church at 856-661-8110. And we will post a message by 7 a.m. if service is canceled. Also, if you're on our text blast, you'll be notified that way, as well as checking our Instagram and Facebook, our social media. And so make sure you check before you go, okay? All right. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you, God, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yay! We bless you, Lord. We ask that you would bless this time together and that we would receive something out of your word that we can use and that would change our lives for the better. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to start off with a scripture. It's a familiar scripture to a lot of Christians. And so I'm going to start off reading that. And that scripture is 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. And it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God," somebody say, "but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." I'm going to read that in the Amplified Classic. And it reads there, it says, "For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man." My title is "Your Problem Is Not Unique." Okay, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance, and that's good news. That is beyond human resistance, and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience and such as man can bear. But God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried. That's good news too. That's positive, even in a situation that seems negative. He will not let you be tempted and tried and assayed beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. So he's saying, how many of you right now, maybe you're in a situation, okay, where there's some chaos, or you're in the middle of a problem or situation that it just seems like you can't get out of. Well, this scripture, I mean, you know, all scripture has been given by inspiration of God and it's profitable for instruction. And so that includes this scripture. This scripture is God-breathed for our use when we need it. And so when we're in the midst of temptation, tests, trials, that we need to know that it's not anything. It says here, the King James Version says, no temptation has taken you or grabbed hold of you or put you in the middle of that is not common to man. Now, the trick is the enemy. He's all, you know, God's got everything covered. But we do always have to deal with an enemy. He's not going anywhere right now. And he's a trickster. He's a deceiver. And so what he wants us to do is to, when we find ourselves in the middle of a test or trial or some situation in our lives that, you know, it's affecting us mentally or emotionally, or our situation is financial or social or has to do with our family or our ministry. And he wants us, what he wants us to do, because God says he's made a way of escape. God already has a plan to get us out of it. But Satan wants us to think that our situation is unique, that it's unique and it might even make us think, you know, I've never heard of this. Just because we've never heard of something or a situation or a problem in life doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And God is telling us here that you're not going to, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to let you go through anything that you're not able to get out of. But it's not unique. It's not new under the sun. Just because you've heard it, or never heard it, or I've never heard it, doesn't mean that people can't get out of it. I want to start off by sharing an example. Again, we can go through different things. Every human has the same basic needs, basically. So there's nothing that I would need that wouldn't be needed by somebody else or you. Anything that you need, that you're going through and you're stressed about it. And, you know, but every human, God is saying, look, whatever you go through, other people have gone through it. And so we need to know that, because Satan will tell you that this is never heard of. This has never happened. There's no answer for it. There's no way out of it. I never heard this before. People don't have my children, or people don't have my church, or, you know, we like to think that our situation is unique, but it is not. We have to stay focused. You know, years ago, I was going through a very stressful time, and I was insecure in ministry, okay? Anybody else ever been insecure? I was all stressed out. I was like panicky and distressed. I was distressed. There wasn't anything wrong with me physically, financially. It was me. It was my thoughts. It was what I was thinking. And I allowed my thoughts to overwhelm me to a point where I didn't see how I could fix it. And so at the time, someone was kind enough to talk to me, to sit down and talk to me, to help me sort things out to help me. And they showed me a scripture. They showed me a scripture. And, you know, I can't believe it when I think about it, but it's true. And you have probably done the same thing. But they showed me, they went to the Word, and they showed me two scriptures, right? And I was so distressed that I looked at the scriptures. I looked at the scriptures almost like, yeah, I see it. And then I just looked up and I actually thought that it did not apply to me. Like, this can't help me because I was so distressed. I was so taken up in what I was going through in my processing of things. You know, it was during the years where I was transitioning after Dr. Lamont went to heaven. But I hit this spot. I hit this roadblock where I just couldn't see a way out of my distress. And I actually looked at the scripture, and then we can do this at any time, because the word is our answer. The word is our way out. The word of God is our escape. It is the word of God is God's exit plan for us to get off of that, to get off on the off ramp, to get out of a situation. And so I looked at these, at the verses in the Bible, and I actually looked up at them. It was a couple. And I was basically saying, what does that have to do with me? Right? And again, I'm like, I can't believe I said that. But with what I was going through, I said that. And so I'm saying that to you, that you can be so caught up in your problem, right? In your family situation, that you actually think that God doesn't have the answer, that God doesn't see your problem, he doesn't see your issue, and even he doesn't understand your issue. Isn't that ridiculous that we would think that God doesn't understand what we're going through? That is so ridiculous. Of course he does. He made us, right? And not we ourselves. And so, you know, when I looking back, of course, I realized that that scripture, the scriptures that they gave me to, which was the answer to my distress, they were designed, the word of God is designed to pull you out of a place of distress, test, trial, temptations, and so forth. The word of God is designed to pull us out of that mindset, to pull us out of that chaotic journey. Now, what I should have done, all I had to do was decide I was going to stand on those scriptures. Oh, that's what God said? You know, and that would have immediately taken me from a place of chaos and distress to a place of faith. Look, that's where God is always trying to take us. That's why he will allow us to go through things. God doesn't do these things to us, but he will allow us for growth's sake. We need to grow up at every stage. We need to trust God at a higher level at every stage of our Christian walk. Isn't that right? In other words, we never get to a place, we should not allow ourselves to get to a place where we just kick back and say, I know everything. I know how to get out of everything. I've seen everything. No, you haven't. And we will go through things that cause us to grow in God. Now, if I had taken these verses, I'm just going to share you the scripture, all right? So I was, at that time, I was insecure. I share with you, I was insecure in ministry, you know? I was going through mental turmoil. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done this before. Lamont didn't train me. You know, all kinds of things were happening. And I was caught up and distressed. And so so the scriptures that were shared with me is 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, I felt insufficient. I felt like my problem, that I was stuck with the problem because I was stuck with me, if I can say it that way, which is ridiculous. Like my problem couldn't go away because I was the problem. You understand what I'm saying? But God always has the answer. He always has the way out, and he has the direction that we need to go. So 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves. This is for any pastor. This is for any leader. This is for any father. This is applies to any mother. It applies to anything in our lives, because without God, we can't do anything. We can't accomplish the plan of God without him. And so it says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of us, anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. And then it says, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. So at that time when that scripture was given to me to get me out of my time of testing and trial, that scripture was designed to take me out of it. It was my answer. At that time, I didn't at that time, but what I should have done is just trusted God and say, nobody, even though Dr. Lamont didn't train me, he wasn't sufficient of himself either. But his sufficiency was from God. So that would mean, then I can do this because it's God that's going to do it through me, and my sufficiency to do this job, to be pastor of Living Faith Christian Center, I was capable because I could rely on God. I know how to do that, to rely on him or rely on his grace. So, and that could have taken me out of it, but no, I had to stay distressed for I don't know how long until I got it. I had to catch on. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the word of God and the will of God is always our way out. God has the answer. And so let's go back to 1 Corinthians 10. Let's see. Anybody understand what I'm saying? So God's word is the answer. If you don't know, if you can't find the word that is the answer to your solution, then you need to find someone who has the answer to your solution. Not so they can be your savior, but if you don't know which scripture to stand on to get you out of your test, trial, or temptation, you need to find somebody who can help you out of it through the word of God, who knows the word of God. That's why it's so important for us, especially when we're going through trials, that we must be a part of a Christian community. We have to be part of a Christian family, so that I have written here my notes, don't suffer in silence. Don't suffer. If you're going through a test or trial, don't suffer by yourself either. You have to get somebody else involved to help pull you out of this thing, because you can't see. I didn't see the word at that time because of where I was. You know, so we need a Christian family. We need other people to help pull us out of that situation. You hear what I'm saying? So don't suffer in silence. As long as you think that your problem or situation is unique, you won't seek the help that you need. You'll assume that there's nothing that can be done about your problem, about your situation. You'll think it's hopeless. And then when you have no hope, then you're done. Once a person loses hope, look, hope is what keeps us. Yes, God is going to help me. I'm going to get out of this. Hope is what keeps us reaching and keeps us believing and looking towards God. But if you think that your problem is unsolvable, nobody would ever understand, you will panic and freak out and will miss your solution, okay? So no temptation, test, or trial has taken you but such as is common to man. Somebody somewhere has gone through your situation, and there is a way out. There is a way of escape. Now, sometimes that means that God will completely take you out of it, or he will help you go through it to produce in you what needs to be developed. I needed to develop confidence in God in helping me to pastor Living Faith Christian Center. I had to get to that place. But God allowed me to go through that turmoil and distress until I learned, until I found out that his word was my answer. And his word will provide the grace for me to do what he called me to do. Amen? Again, we have to realize that other people have gone through this. You know, if your spouse dies or, you lost your business, you got to think, well, I'm not the first person that lost my business. I'm not the first woman who lost her husband, you know. So we also have to keep the right perspective. And when we don't, we get caught and we go under. Okay. When God says that he will give you, the ability to bear it, that means that you'll have the strength and the grace to endure the situation. Again, now we can either be going through a test or trial because we put ourselves in that situation. There's still an answer for that. There's still hope for that. Or we find ourselves in a test and trial because we're being examined. We're being, again, we have to grow our faith in every area. When we have to learn things, we have to learn who we are. We have to learn who God is in every situation, right? Because we have to learn to rely on him for everything. And again, God will allow us to go through things he wouldn't dare force us, but it causes us to have to look to him. Lots of times our chaotic situations or the horrible things that we go through are a result of our own sin and our own disobedience, right? We're going through things. You can go through things because you did it. You either had an unhealthy or unbiblical attitude towards something. Let's say you have a wrong attitude towards money. Now you're having money problems, right? You got a bad attitude towards promiscuity or different things, and it got you in a situation. Right? So sometimes we could be going through, as they call, because of our own sin and our own disobedience. So then what do we do? Well, we confess our sins, right? What do we want to do? We want to confess our sins. James 5:16, it says, confess your faults. That's why I said you need to be in a Christian community so that you can talk to someone in case you just can't get your bearing straight. You don't know what to do. You're just not thinking correctly. You can confess your faults. Find somebody that you trust. Look, find a pastor that you trust. Find a minister in your church that you trust. Find an elder in your church that you trust. Find a mature Christian that you trust, that you can confess your faults to them, right? And that so that they can pray for you so that you can be healed. And then once you do that, then that means you have to do an about face. So what got you in trouble? What got you into this situation? If you caused it yourself, you're going to have to do a complete turnaround and go in the other direction. Stop going in the direction that you were going that got you in this mess, and do a complete about face and go in the direction that God has told you to go and taught you to go through His word. Amen. So then you find these people who can help you. All right. Let's see. So, and then 2 Timothy 3:16, well, not that. 1 John 1:9, it says that if we sin, we have to confess our sins to God, and He is faithful and just to cleanse us of our sins and or forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But my main point is that we need to understand that what we're going through, number one, it's temporary. Number two, it's not uncommon to anybody. It's your problem is not unique. You're not the first one going through this thing. You're not the first man to go through this situation. You're not the first woman to be going through this situation, right? For me, you're not the first female pastor whose husband passed away going through this situation. Somebody somewhere has gone through the same thing. Your problem is not unique. When you know it's not unique, when you know that God is not going to allow you to go through anything that you cannot bear, that you can, and that God will not allow you to go through anything that you don't have the strength and the ability, I believe is what the King James Version says, the strength and the ability to get you out of it. God's not going to allow it, which means a big part of that is you have to believe that God loves you. You know, a lot of Christians have a problem understanding that God loves them. I mean, come on, we're His born-again kids. The scripture already says that God so loved the world, so God loves the world. He loves everybody that He created, right? So certainly He loves someone who is now born again of His Spirit, who is now an heir of His, who is now a joint heir with Jesus Christ, right? Of course He loves you. You know, His love is not like man's love. His love is not conditional. You know, sometimes we don't do things for people because we say, well, you know, they don't deserve it. Well, God, He's correct in all of His judgments. But the point is, He loves you. If you have to believe that He loves you and that He sees you and that He cares about every hair on your head and He cares about everything in your life, everything concerning you, if you don't understand that, then you will stay in a chaotic state, you'll stay in a distressed state because you don't think anybody cares about what you're going through. But that would be so wrong. That would be totally wrong. God cares. Amen? And so it's good to know that, so I just want to encourage you now, if you're going through anything, if you're going through emotional distress, if you're going through financial distress, right? If you're going through family distresses, I want you to just understand that God knows what you're going through and to recognize that what you're going through is not unique. To understand, you know, sometimes we have to understand that what we're going through, we're not going to die. We're not going to die, right? God is going to take care of us. God is not going to allow us to go through something that is going to kill us or overthrow us or just knock us out. We just can't go any further. We're going to lose all of our progress. So we have to understand that. So seek counsel. Always seek your Bible. Always seek the scriptures. There's an answer in the Word of God to get you out of it. And again, when I didn't see those verses in the Bible were designed to drive me to God. We go through things because we need to be driven. That's probably not a good word, but we need to turn our focus onto God, who is the answer and who has the answer. Again, I want to encourage you to find a Christian family. You need a Christian community to watch over you, because the enemy, not only does he lie and make you think you're the only one going through this, your situation is unique. It's not unique. It's common. He'll make you think that there's no answer. There's no way out. Amen. I think that was a movie, No Way Out. And so you need people around you who are going to help protect you, who can talk to you on a regular basis, who observe you, who can see when you may be distressed, or and they can approach you and ask you, hey, is everything okay? Anything you want me to pray for you for? And so it keeps us safe. Amen. So God is watching, and he wants you to win, and he has a way of escape. Let me go back to the verse and end there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again. So let's read that again. No temptation. This is in the New King James Version. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. You're not the first and you're not the last to go through what you're going through. But God is faithful. God is faithful. You need to know that. No matter what you're going through right now, you need to know that God is faithful. Maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe other people haven't been faithful to you. But you need to know that God is faithful. That word faithful means he is worthy of our trust. But God is worthy of our trust, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, so that should give us confidence, like, man, this is hard as I don't know what. But God promised, he said, he won't allow me to be tempted above what I'm able to bear up under. God won't let me go through something that I can't handle. As a matter of fact, the scripture says that God has made a way of escape. God has already created a way out of your situation. Now, of course, he wants us to learn in the process. I had to learn that God was my source. I had to learn that God was my sufficiency. You have to learn that God is your source and that God is your sufficiency. In other words, you're not doing this by yourself, and you don't have to, and so you shouldn't. Amen? So let's turn back to God. Let's get our faith going again. We've been operating in panic. We've been operating in fear. Now it's time for us to get back on the Word of God, get back in faith, so that we can go through this thing and grow like we need to grow, learn the wisdom that we need to learn while we're going through this situation, right? And so that we will be the more spiritually grown person coming out of the situation than we were going into the situation, right? All of, what we experience, if we continue to trust God, we always come out better. We always come out better because there's always room to grow. Amen? But with the temptation, God will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen? So I want to encourage you, just stop panicking and know that God has the answer, that God has the wisdom. God has the people resources to help you while you're going through this. Seek your pastor out, seek the leaders out, whoever whatever leaders your pastor has assigned to help people, you know, and get the help and the assurance and reassurance that you need that God is for you and not against you, and that this situation will not kill you. But we can make sure we go through the full process, and we don't have to stay there. We don't have to, you know, we can stay in a situation longer than is necessary when we don't look to God and don't trust Him to help us get out of the situation. So He has the answer to your money problems, right? Now, again, going back to maybe your money problems because you have a wrong relationship with money. And you did wrong things with money. So it's, you know, some things we shouldn't be surprised, but we need to catch ourselves. We need to realize that, you know, the way I've been handling money or the way I've been handling friends, the way I've been handling my spouse has got me into this situation. And so we have to realize our error and what we did to start it. And that's why we have to go in reverse and go back to what God tells us to do and what God instructs us to do with money, with family, with spouses, and with our job, our employer, and or our ministry. And then we will see ourselves. The next thing we know, we'll be out of this situation, and we'll be praising God, say, "Whew, I'm glad that's over," right? Because we finally look to God, and He was there to help us the whole way with everything that we needed. Amen. His grace is so good and so powerful and so necessary. Well, I hope that helped you a little bit. I know it blessed me today when I realized what what I had done all those years. Of course, I remembered before, but it just reassured me that, you know, God's word is always the answer. He is always going to help. He's always going to help. And He equips us with everything that we need to go through anything. And we're going to come out a winner. We're going to come out shining. We're going to come out better. We're going to come out stronger. We're going to come out happier because we'll look and see how God helped us and how, we're so thankful and grateful when we come out on the other side. Amen. And sometimes things can seem like they lasted so long, but the goodness of God and the love of God and the results of God, they just bless us so much. And it takes us, our trusting in Him in those situations, it makes our relationship with God stronger and sweeter. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank You and praise You. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name with everyone listening, anyone going through any test or trial or temptation, God, just remind them by Your Holy Spirit, remind them that You are for them and not against them. God, remind them that Your word is the answer to their situation. God, remind them that You will not allow them, no matter what they're going through, as hard as it may seem, that they're not going through anything that You will not help them through and help them to grow through. So, Father, I thank You. I thank You for victories right now. I thank You for quick listening, quick hearing, and what You, the answers and the directions that You give Your people, they will follow that. They will obey it. When You show them a scripture, God, they will obey it immediately, change their focus from their problem onto You, God. And the next thing they know, they'll be out of this situation and they'll be the better for it, the stronger for it, and the more grateful. Amen. All right. God bless you. I love you. See you next week. Bye.
We're excited to invite you to join us for our monthly Bible study held every second Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are continuing to explore the powerful book of Acts and then on to the book of Ephesians, a journey that will inspire and challenge us all. Whether you're new to the Bible study or a seasoned reader, you'll find this study to be engaging and enriching. To make the most of our time together, read the chapters noted ahead of time and come ready to dive in. Be sure to jot down any questions or thoughts. Whether you're bringing questions, thoughts, or just an open heart, you'll be a vital part of this exciting study. We can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendars. Let's make this Bible study one to remember. Calling all women of virtue. We're delighted to invite you to our monthly small group sessions entitled Cafe Conversations. This is a wonderful opportunity for women 18 and over to come together, connect, and share in a warm, welcoming environment. Inspire each other and grow together. We can't wait to see you there. Let's make these gatherings something special. For more details, call the church or feel free to reach out to Elder Ida Misher. This Valentine's season, step away from the everyday and celebrate the love God has given you. The Heirs Together Marriage Team invites all married couples to love and laughter, a night to cherish. Join us on Friday, February 13th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. in the LFCC Kingdom Cafe, transformed into a romantic getaway just for you. Enjoy a catered dinner for two, soft music, photos, and meaningful fellowship, all for $50 per couple. Space is limited and no walk-ins are accepted, so be sure to register by Sunday, February 8th. Reserve your table today at lfccnj.com. For more information, contact Minister Kim Chavis at 856-661-8110, extension 142. Love, laughter, and lasting memories.